1, 1, 2. Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, we airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make it out of yourself by assuming. Our music keeps you moving, what are you proving? You know that I'm 2 levels above you, baby. Love me, baby, I'ma make you love me, baby. Oh, shit, get crazy, ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy, it's only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is love for these cats. And babe, you know you too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts, making up flats.
Nah, it's all good. What's up? What's up, Six?
Well, hey, all right.
And I want to welcome everybody to this Gaming Nights podcast. We're going to talk about a few gaming nights that the N1s have. I mean, that's all I have to talk about. That's probably going to last about all of, what, 2 minutes?
2 minutes? You waste my time with 120 seconds.
That's right.
Talking about something else.
Okay, well, let's just go.
Talk to me about the game nights, though. I'd like to hear about that.
All right. What the heck was that? I got emails coming in. But,
because I'm here.
Our first gaming night of the week is ABK's Burnout Paradise night. Can you hear that?
That's my cell phone, sorry. It's my banjo ringtone. It'll pass.
Yes, ABK's Burnout Paradise night. And that's supposed to be tonight, actually. Monday nights, anyway. The first one. You gonna turn that thing off?
Really? You can hear that?
Yeah, it's buzzing like a.
Oh, dang. My bad, dude. I put it all the way across the room. Oh, my God. Props to my technologically advanced microphone.
Word.
I hear the Japanese made it, but go ahead.
Okay. What did I say? ABK's Burnout Paradise Night? Okay, we got that one. And then Black Bible. He has his poker night every Thursdays. And he starts that up around 5 o'clock. And if you want to sign up for these events, you need to go to the Nameless Ones. That is www.namelessones.formotion.com. All right. And
yeah, I'll check it out.
Okay. In those forums, you will find a thread that goes by the title of. Give me a second.
Hang on, I'm turning it off. All right, it's off, off. I'm not even joking. There. No one will disturb us now.
I'm looking for it. Teddy started that thread in the.
What thread you looking for?
Gaming Knife, the Gaming Knife thread.
Where? In the Nameless Ones boards?
Yep. other consoles, PlayStation games, I bet it's in there. Nope, don't see it.
All right.
You found it?
No, that's the wrong one. I'm in the wrong site.
Where are you? General discussion.
I think I just ordered extra absorbent underwear on accident. You know what? I'm going to confirm my purchase.
Oh, extra absorbent. Why do you need extra absorbent underwear?
Well, I ain't getting up. You Who's going to change his butt? I'm going to sit right here. I'm
going
to smoke cigarettes and get fat. That's the American dream. I'm going to sit around. I'm going to smoke cigarettes. I'm going to be like, I'm going to turn on PlayStation. I'm going to check out what everybody's up to. And I'm going to be like, nah, I'm thinking about sitting around. I can't even get on the PlayStation, so. I don't know. Okay. I just want to be fat.
Okay, I'm not going to go there. But anyway.
No?
We talking to the nameless ones, man. You talking about extra absorbent underwear.
Right. Don't worry. I will stay on subject. I'll be a good boy. Cool. Don't worry. Sorry. I don't want to. It's not like this one little podcast is going to ruin your whole day, nor it's not going to ruin your club or anything. I mean, you don't even have to air it. I would like this done. Even if it's just me and you, I would like this done. Oh. And I believe you owe me money anyway, so I mean... I mean, for real, if you owe me money, you might want to do this. I'm not joking.
That's personal, man. Why you want to tell everybody that I owe you money?
Well, you know, I mean, you can only turn so many tricks, and then you know you got to come to the man and pay him back. You know, I mean, what, you think you're just going to walk away?
why am I entertaining you, dude?
No, I'm just joking
with
you. Excuse
me of turning tricks.
I'm not accusing you. Don't worry, I'm not accusing you.
So tell me about this game you're playing. I see you playing all the time.
That would be Command & Conquer Red Alert 3?
Yep.
Well, it's an acquired taste. You probably want to go at it with some knowledge of the game. Any person who's never played it before would pick it up and look at it and think it's the worst game they've ever seen in their life. But that's natural. Most war strategy games get that kind of flack. It's always targeted towards its audience who likes it. So, I mean, I've always been a fan for the weird ones, you know, Armored Core, me, you, and I've met another guy. That's three people in the United States of America who play Armored Core, so just a little
Armored Core, yeah. Manhasa, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good, right? Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Too bad we're the only ones that think so.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, with Red Alert, I remember back in the day, man, I had got Red Alert. Command & Conquer, just Red Alert, the first one. It's like 16-bit piece of crap. But it was fun then. I had a map editor on it, make my maps and stuff. And I had dial-up internet, so I'd have a friend down the street. We'd both play it. We'd play that game all the time. I loved it. And, Command & Conquer, bomb after bomb after bomb until Generals. I played Generals for a while, and then bomb after bomb after bomb until...
As you
Ben,
were.
Don't rush me. Don't be pushing me around.
Sorry about the technical difficulties, you guys that's listening to this, but we're back on track right now. We got R6 in his rarest form. Go for it, man.
Anyway, what I was at was Red Alert.
You're talking
3,
about
three
your Depends.
Yes, but we'll get to that later because Red Alert 3, Command & Conquer, and my Depends all coincide together as one.
I gotta hear this.
Okay, so you got three factions. You got your allies, your Soviets, which are classic. They're always in Red Alerts, and then they added a third one, the Empire of the Rising Sun. In all Red Alerts, Russia and their devious ways decide to make a time machine, go back in time, and try to kidnap Albert Einstein to develop the nuclear bomb for them, and rather
it's,
than
it's
America.
Is Angelina Jolie in this one?
No, I don't think she was ever in any of them.
Oh, my bad.
They were always like low-rate actors and stuff. In this one, though, they got they got a bunch of stars. Tim Curry's my favorite. Tim Curry's the Russian premier, and let's see, they got a couple other ones on there, big name stars. So Jenny McCarthy, yep, she's on there. She plays one of the commandos for all three of the factions. But anyway, like I said, I was using my preferred faction. I kind of went away from the Allies and Soviets because after three red alerts, you'll want to go for a change. Now the story in this one is interesting because
it's unlike all the other ones. In all the other ones, it was Russia going back, getting all this nice technology and using it to their will, and the Allies trying to stop them. Well, in this one, though, it's a little twist, and I'm not sure if I should... spoiler alert! But it has nothing to do... Well, the story itself has nothing to do with the unfolding plot as it goes, so I could kind of give you the gist of it. But if you play through it, you'll... Or not play through it, excuse me. If you notice the first part of there, you've got the the Japanese, who were developed into now, what they are, technologically advanced, this is, robots, stuff like that. You know.
This is a RTS, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't realize RTS had, you know, storylines. I just thought you... kill people.
Look at you. Why is it gonna be like that, Nard?
I'm
why
just
you gotta be bashing my games, man. Like, they ain't got no storyline. No, I'm joking. Well, StarCraft had a good storyline. Okay, StarCraft had a stellar storyline. Seriously, and it was one of the greatest RTSs ever made. And then all the Red Alerts had good storylines with live action actors, mind you. Warhammer had always had a great storyline. In fact, for Warhammer RTS or even tabletop strategy, you could go to any bookstore and find vast volumes of Warhammer stories that coincide with the actual game.
That's probably really why good. I will not play that game.
What? Which one?
If I got to go to a bookstore to get a book to learn how to play it...
No.
I will not be playing.
No. You don't have to do that just to get the gist of what's going on with Warhammer. Warhammer, at its meat and potatoes, at its very bare roots, is just another war game. It just came from a more rich... It came from a more rich heritage than most other RTSs and stuff that we got today. But anyway, back to Red Alert. So you got three factions. Russia tries to go back in time, kidnap Einstein, as usual. But something happened. I'm not going to tell you what happened. But instead, what had happened in the story... I'm trying not to spoil it. I'm not telling you what happened with Einstein. You should already know. If you're, like I said, it's an acquired taste. That means... only the fans are going to buy this game. Only the fans are going to play this game, so they won't be too upset if I go through the classic, why did Russia go back? Why did Russia even try to kidnap Einstein? Well, we all know why. But anyway, so that happens, and what happened then, a little key thing happened in the story, developed Japan into what they are in the game. It has a massive technological culture based solely around the empire like they used to be in World War II. They kind of stayed there and stayed on their island, and they secluded themselves over for years and years and years and years and years while Russia and the Allies duked it out. Then next thing you know, Japan, you know, says, okay, we built up enough of what we need. Let's send them out, show them what we got. And they send out some of the craziest things I've ever seen. Helicopters transforming into land-based units and jets transforming into land-based units. They've got some of the best units in the game, but every last unit is dampened in some way or form. Like the jet Tengus, which are the air units and ground units in the game, are made of paper. It's like you look at them and they just fall out of the sky. I'm going to look at them and they're just falling out of the sky, you know. And then my VX helicopters, which transform into leg units, you know, for their own purposes, are just get devastated. I mean, they just wow right through them. I play this game online and I cannot figure out how.
Okay. So there is an online that's what I wanted to ask you. Is there an online component to it?
Mm-hmm. In every Command & Conquer, there's been online, except for two or three key ones, which there was no broadband internet when they were out.
Okay.
I mean, they were all dial-up back then. So, I mean, Command & Conquer's been out for a long, long time. I mean, it's a very fan favorite, but, like, you got your little 16-bit pixel, that's your little soldier, and a little 16-bit tank, and that's your tank and stuff, you know, things that... This Command & Conquer on the PlayStation 3 blows my mind. Not for any, because it's breaking any technological thing. It's not, because it's only 720p. It's still top-down RTS. I can't get three-dimensional like I can with StarCraft 2, well, until StarCraft 2 comes out, and like I can with Warhammer. I can't get all 3D like that. Like, so there's some mechanic things that I don't like about it, but when it comes down to it, when the chips are down, hire Mexicans, because guess what, baby?
You
I'm
can't
gonna
say
out
that.
I'm going to figure cannot. Out those Japanese if I've got... I'm going to...
Oh, you just offended so many people, man. You're cutting that out.
I've got to figure out... No, I'm not offending anybody until you let me tell you. No, well, how is that? Wait a minute. How is that offending? I don't understand. How is
that
offending?
Tell me what you just said again.
I said, and I hope they're listening, is I said, when the chips are down, hire Mexicans, because when it's rough, they'll get the job done. Because I'll tell you what, I can't figure out the Japanese for the life of me. I get wiped
off my God.
The map. If I'm not using the Russians' apocalypse tanks or something I've already
Wait,
known
so there's a Mexican
about,
faction in this game?
New, but I tell you what, if there was, they'd be the best.
Okay, talk about something else, man. Oh.
Anyway, so yeah, that's Red Alert 3. It's a great game, I think.
Tell me about Ragdoll Kung Fu.
Of course, that's... Now, I've seen your little comment. You hate Ragdoll Kung Fu?
I'm going to go and change
it's
that.
A game.
I'm changing it right now.
It's a
now.
Game you want to...
Because I'm getting heat from everybody about that. Go ahead.
Well, it's a party game. It's not online for this reason. It's a party game. It's got fun little party challenges that you get your friends together with, and you all have fun locally. I mean, everything doesn't have to be online. What I don't like about Ragdoll Kung Fu is it's very limited in the reward system it gives you. Now, I'm sure PlayStation Network might throw out some expansion packs you gotta buy or something like that. Okay.
I
or
got
maybe
a trophy.
Some seasonal expansion pack, because guess who makes Ragdoll... Well, guess who makes Ragdoll Kung Fu? And they're really good about... they're really good about making content and stuff.
Is that Media Molecule?
They are. I think it is Media Molecule. Let me look. Let me just check. Don't quote me yet. Yet.
I'm looking right now.
Okay, I'm looking to my vast, very colorful yet non-pornographic pictures here. Okay.
Wow.
I said, believe me, they're non. Don't worry about it. All right. So, Ragdoll Kung Fu was made by... Let me get on my PlayStation. Let's see. New releases, Ragdoll Kung Fu. It said Media Molecule. I read that thing. Developed
I know they
by
got,
oh,
they got
Studios. No, I was wrong. I thought it was them. System exclusive party focus on someone.
They got Sackboy costumes that look like Ragdoll Kung Fu.
Maybe that's what threw me off. That's so stupid. I didn't even know what I was talking about. Oh, man, why didn't you just say something?
I did say something.
You said it too
late. Are you sure?
Ooh, you're late. Yeah, it's a good game, though. I'll tell you what I don't like about it, though, is that it's limited in content, limited in... like, if you ever looked at your little characters that you get to make and put the clothes on and everything like that, they all... I have marionettes. I have two... actual marionettes, and they look better than the rag dolls that they
yeah,
got.
Yeah, but that's all
game.
Of that stuff is gonna come in DLC, and I'm sure they're gonna add online to that thing sooner or later. They have to.
Well, you know, adding online to things is harder than you think. You know, actually putting
yeah,
a whole
no.
new application into the game like that.
But when you look at it,
online,
I think they when they started developing it, they went into the development. Intending on making it online, and I think something happened along the development that said, "Well, we're not going to get it online, so let's put that on the back burner."
Right.
That's just my speculation.
There's a lot of things going on with Ragdoll Kung Fu. If you've noticed when you play that game, when you move your character around, the way they flow, have you seen how well they flow?
Yeah.
The little puppets. You know, they dangle around, they move, whenever they touch, I've seen those things touch just the slightest little thing in that game, and they react to it. That's very, very, very fine-tuned programming and just all around game design.
You know,
really
what it reminds me, it actually reminds me of Little Big Planet, the way they move around. I mean, they're not as floaty as Little Big Planet characters are, but they remind me a lot of those physics. And this is my thing. If they can put Little Big Planet online, they can put Ragdoll Kung Fu online too.
Well, you know, it might be a low budget game. It is. I mean, it was one of those little exclusive games that, you know, it's just low budget, $9.99 on the PlayStation Network.
If they came out with DLC that took that game online, would you pay another $5 for it?
Nah, I wouldn't. You know, I don't see that as. I see fighting games online like Tekken 5 online. Of course, Tekken 6 coming out soon. I see them like that Street Fighter game they got. That new one, the Street Fighter 4, I see that being good online.
Oh, I love that.
But most other fighting games now aren't good online. Now, I mean, we gotta think. Ragdoll Kung Fu is kick, triangle, punch, square, X jumps. That's it. R1 grabs. That's it.
R1 grabs. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's not much. I think it was designed to be a family party, fun local game where four players get together. It's all motion sensitive. You gotta shake it to build your little power ball up. You gotta shake it to do your super move across the screen or whatever.
Oh, I haven't discovered that yet. I have to go back in there then.
Really? You'll just push in a direction with your left analog stick that you want to do the fly across the screen power move or whatever you want to call it. You'll push that in that direction. Hold square, which is the punch button, and shake the controller violently, and he will fly across that and in that direction you pointed.
And definitely got to go back then.
When you build your little power meter up with the power ball, shake the controller. Here's a tip or a hint for all you people out there who might be listening. Take that, fill your meter all the way up on King of the Hill. You're going to love this. Fill that meter up all the way until your power ball is maxed out. Hit a person once with it, nobody will take that hill from you. I can't be stopped here at the house. I don't know. I'm like a demon possessed.
Oh, yeah. You play with your kids?
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife and kids, my kids love the puppet game. They love it when I play Little Big Planet. My daughter calls it the poppet game because poppet was the only key phrase from the tutorial she obviously remembered, so she calls it the poppet game.
That's cute. Can I talk about a game I've been playing and I'm enjoying it?
No.
Well, I'm gonna talk about it anyway.
<Tell me. laughs>
Shoot.
It's your podcast.
Well,
I
will edit. This is your podcast, man. I'm just guesting for Tricky.
You're hosting, and I'm the ghost, sir.
No, we're just talking. There is no agenda or anything. There's nothing to host. What you talking about?
Oh.
We're just talking.
Are you going to at least post it?
Yeah, I'm going to post it. I'm going to give you your own podcast.
I'm gonna be checking.
Seriously. Yeah,
I'm joking.
I'm going to send you a link. But for real, I've been playing The Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena.
Yeah,
and it's actually two games in there. There's a remake for Escape from Butcher Bay in there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep, it's in there.
Whoa.
And did you have an Xbox when it came out? Did you get a chance to play through it?
No, but I was mad because it never came out on the PlayStation.
Well, definitely get this because Escape from Butcher Bay is awesome. Remember, you put me onto Elder Scroll?
Yeah.
Now, I like that game. And
you like
Escape
that?
Escape from Butcher Bay remind me a lot of that game, but the problem with Elder Scroll for me was it was too overwhelming. The world was like huge. It was way too big.
After this, I'm going to give you a tip about that. But go
ahead. I'm not going back there.
You're not going to play it again?
On top of my other problem was it was way too much micromanaging with armors and that's
a tip with that.
I'm sure.
You done gave that game back, didn't you?
Yeah, I took it back. But Escape from Butcher Bay.
I just sprung a leak.
It's not. Don't do that. But seriously, Escape from Butcher Bay is similar to that. It's dumbed down a little bit, I guess, for people like me.
dumbed down.
It's the world isn't as big, but it's a pretty good sized world to explore. And there's
it's an RPG.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's an RPG. I'll say it's an RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you don't level
maybe
up or anything, but you get to pick up different weapons and whatnot. You're talking to... Yeah, it's an RPG. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know what I hate about movie
you know what?
Games?
You do level up. Matter of fact, you do level up.
Okay. All right.
In fact. But the only thing you level up is your health. And you find different weapons and accessories and whatnot.
But that's the Butcher Bay one, though, right?
Yeah, Escape from Butcher Bay. And
okay, so what's the new one like?
Well, let me finish with Butcher Bay. I played through that in about 6 hours. And even though it's a remake, it's definitely worth going back to play. Mm-hmm. Escape from Dark Athena. It's confusing in the beginning. I mean, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but I can't figure out the connection between Assault on Dark Athena and Escape from Butcher Bay yet. I'll say that. But the one constant character is Johns, and I'm sure you guys remember him from the movies.
Yeah, I know him from the movie.
I got to know about the whole story in general. They both tie in somewhere. I just haven't figured it out yet. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, if it's Chronicles of Riddick, how come there's only 2 movies? There's not much to chronicle, is there?
No, didn't you see Pitch Black?
Yeah, that's the first movie.
That's the first one.
Chronicles of Riddick is the second.
Chronicles of Riddick.
That's two. Chronicle.
What are you saying?
Riddick.
Okay. Chronicle. Okay.
You know what? I'm just making it funny. Come on, Nard.
I know,
on,
but.
Nard.
You know what? There's an anime, too. Ha. Did you see the anime?
Interesting. No, I don't keep up much with it, but I do like the story, and
give
I have yet to see the game. I make you eat in a magazine. Like Ellen Ripley did in Alien 1.
The Chronicles of Riddick director's cut. The Chronicles of Riddick Dark Fury was the anime.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I didn't see that.
It's pretty good, too. It's about
a
40-minute movie. What's that?
You check out that Watchmen Tales of the Black Freighter.
I didn't check it out yet.
Watchmen. Oh, I hate Watchmen so much. I hate that stupid movie. But I did check out this Tales of the Black Freighter, and that's a good one, if you like anime. Anyway.
I'm actually reading a graphic novel right now.
Oh, really? So the Chronicles of Riddick, okay, aside from the fact that why they thought Vin Diesel would be the greatest part in the whole world for a Riddick, I don't know. But how does, like, his voiceover work out in the game? Does he do the voiceover, or is it somebody else?
He does an excellent job with the voiceover.
Really?
And that's all I can say.
I hate Vin Diesel. I saw the pacifier.
You don't like Vin Diesel?
No,
the pacifier.
I'm done with him, man. I'm for real. I saw the Fast and the Furious. Now this is a funny story. Before the Fast and the Furious came out, the movie, I had a friend of mine had come by. We were talking and doing things, and we decided to up and go see Fast and the Furious. like the commercials. Fast cars.
Wait, which are you talking about? The first one?
The first one, yeah, huh? The one in the theater.
The first movie?
When it came out in the theaters.
Yeah. The Fast and
the
Furious.
We went out.
2001.
Yeah. I swear to God, we went out and seen that movie, and it was a good movie, and everything turned out okay. And then a week later, you look around, and you see everybody with a 1988 Honda Rust Bucket with no muffler on it, because they want to be like Fast and the Furious. Now everybody does it. And that's why I hate the movie, and in turn, that's why I hate Vin Diesel. Because he just, I don't know, I think it had something to do with him. And if it didn't have something to do with him, I will find something to have to involve him with the horrible mess that made everybody think they're a race car driver all of a sudden with their 88 Hondas and Datsuns and stuff. I'm like, everybody wants to be a race car driver, man. Check this out. You know, I drive a short bus, right? So I'm driving around town all the time. You know? And I drive around in a
Yeah, tell everybody about this new job you got, man. And then we're going to end this podcast because we've been talking for a while. And my kids, I locked my kids in a closet and I got to go let them out right now.
Yeah, you locked them kids in that closet. You understand? You better get them out of that closet. Nah, I'm just joking. But, my job's all right. You know, it's a little irritating seeing what y'all are doing. And, well, yeah, let me just wrap it up with this little final note here. I just wanted to say something if they're hearing it or, you know, whatever. But, you know, I want everybody to know that I think about them all the time. And when I get on the PlayStation, I'm looking around, and I'm seeing what everybody's up to, you know, and I feel real left out all the time, and I want to say hi and stuff like that, but it's just I'm so dog tired half the time that it's rare that I got free time to get to. I'm breaking the rules right now, actually, you know. I got to be up early tomorrow. But I didn't care today, man. I took, you know, my
don't say
things
that.
Together.
Don't
say- I took my things together, and I got a little chatty, so I thought I'd come on here and wanted to talk to everybody. And finally,
you know what? I'm
like
glad
said,
you
I'm
did
it,
man.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up with these things here, and I just want to let everybody know I love them very much, and they were all my best friends for a long time. And what the bad part is what y'all really don't know is for a little while there, in my little down point, y'all were my only friends I had. I mean, I had my regular friends here, you know, in the real world, but they don't have to do with me half the time anymore, unless I've got something to offer. So I really just have you guys, so... I mean, what do I got? So what I
yo,
do?
Yo, let me say this on behalf of all the nameless ones, man. We miss you too, and we love you, man. And we need you back.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try to come back.
So go back to that water purification factory and kick the door down and tell them, you know, get your shift back.
Those scumbags laid me off, man. I
dog
don't
bite it.
I'll drive.
Shoot them. No, don't do that. I'm joking.
Oh, no, it wasn't their fault at all. It was the state of Tennessee's fault, not mine. But, or theirs either. No, so I got this new job. I'm driving a short bus / cab. And it really slashed into my activity on the forums and stuff because of my other job. I would just do it there while I was working, and I was able to do it there. Can't do it so much while I'm on the road and everything like that, and I'm only off Sundays now, and every other Tuesday, or sometimes I'm not off at all, and it's just Sunday, you know,
all
that
right.
Kind of thing just irritates me, man, and then I'm like looking around. I got on today, I checked out the forums on the PlayStation forums, and I seen Teddy's thread, and then I, like I said, you said you got something set up with Core there, I don't know. I'm speechless. I mean, seriously, I'm glad y'all got this far, man. And I hope it stays that way, and I will fight. I swear to God, they will have to ban me from the PlayStation Network again. They'll ban me from the forums again if I find out that something happened to the Nameless Ones that was involved with any sort of forum moderator or any sort of user who wants to screw with y'all and try to mess y'all's game up and everything like that. Oh, my God. God, let me know about it, because I will be there. I will be there. Pictures, jokes, and all. I've got Photoshop warmed up all the time, baby. I'll put something on there, and you will not forget it. You will
it's
not
classic
forget
six,
it.
And we all know it. We all know it. But let's go ahead and end this thing, man. This is a shout-out to everybody with the N1s. Guess what? Odd Six is going to do this thing permanently. Every Sunday night, he's going to record, so he needs a co-host. I have my Nameless Ones podcast to get back to, but this is the Gaming Nights podcast, so someone speak up and step up and help our boy out.
Yeah, man, right. I can use some help on Sunday now. Sunday. We'll do something for Sundays. We'll do something
that's your,
for Sundays,
you,
and we'll put
you need
up
to get that
you.
Job, dude. Say that again.
Sunday. Nah, we'll do something for Sundays if you get me somebody together, or I'll just put guests. I'll see if Jordan's, you know, busy. I'll get him on there.
Cool. cool.
Michael Jordan.
All right.
You didn't know I knew him.
Mike, you know him? Dude, hook me up with...
No.
Yo, this is Nardy 15. Nardy 15 signing off. I'll catch you guys on the forums.
All right.
You got to sign off.
Are we off air? Are we off air?
After you sign off...
I got to sign off.
Yeah.
What? I thought you were in charge, son. This don't sound like the boss to me at all. No, I'm joking. All right, let me sign up.
No. Six.
What?
You have to say this is I-6 signing off.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I'm a noob. You know how it rolls. You know, this is
first podcast.
I am signing off, comrades. I will talk to you all later.
Peace.
Yeah.
Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never. Business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, we airtight.
Yeah.
So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming. Our music keeps you moving. What are you proving? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Love me, baby. I'ma make you love me, baby. Fucking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing to choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And make you know you're too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts.
In a commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and wild wife, he was with him. You heard of us, the murderers, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son is, they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. It lays in my waist. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Unrest under your vest by the abdominal. Grind a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Then I kick a few flows so I can pimp a few doors. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitant. Even bent, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad nuts. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kids or girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Cute or toe, plateaus. Used to call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flows, militant, y'all fat. Killing oops, Cristal keeps spilling. You overdid it, Holmes. You in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me. The most shady, Frankie baby. Fantastic, graphic. Trying to make dough like Jurassic. Popped in, get the spark kids who start shit. See me, only me. The underboss of this holocaust. Truly yours, Frank White.
I got the real live hit from front to back. To my people in the war, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my soldiers is at? With my real life soldiers, where my soldiers is at? We got the real life here from front to back. To my people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my soldiers is at? With my real life soldiers, where my soldiers is at?
Put your money on the table and get your math on. Break it down, split it up, get your laugh on. See you later, dog. I'ma get my stash on. There's a bed for the money that I get my ass on. I never lose the passion to go platinum. Said I live it up till all the cash gone. Ain't that funny? Only use plastic, craft it to make plastics hotter than acid. PD, be rolling on your tape CD. The billboard killer, no team killer. The famo, ammo is every channel. We've been hot for a long time, burning like a candle. What you can do is check your distribution. My song bumping Houston like Scarface producer. You ain't got it like me, you just mad. Cause I tell her how it is and you tell her how it might be.
We got this map tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heaters and the two-seaters with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. P. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck off your book connect. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminish. Shootouts for 20 minutes until we finish, then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss, Panero, Chic Looch, Black Rob, join the mob, it ain't no replacing him, step up, we just macing them, placing them in funerals, criminals turn the vows to Brick City, nobody come off like P. Diddy, business wise, I play men, hide money on the island, Cayman, y'all just betray men, we spray men, opposition, competition of a day in the life of the commission,
we got the real life. From front to back, to my people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my real life soldiers? Where my soldiers is at? We got the
people in the world.